Welcome to Wine Down with Suze Hill. Everything hospitality, health, fitness, travel and fashion, and real life challenges. Through candid conversations, I will explore so much how fashion intersects with daily life and passions, from the industries, insights to personal journeys. Let's get ready for a podcast that combines style with substance, serving up a blend of inspiration, empowerment, and of course, a dash of fabulous fashion flair. So grab a seat, tune in, and let's embark on this fashionable journey together. Let's get ready for Wine Down with Suze Hill. Hi there. Welcome to Wine Down with Suze Hill. This is my podcast, and welcome. I am back. It's been a minute, and today I wanted to talk about practical spring to summer trends. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the latest trends for spring to summer, especially transitioning from season to season, right? So as you know, I am a lover of fashion. I love to travel, and I just recently went to New York Fashion Week. Okay, I'm assuming it's still recording. Anyway, I recently went to New York Fashion Week, and what I love about being there is, you know, the excitement and seeing all the people, all the different trends, all different styles, people from everywhere around the world. It's so versatile. And no one cares, like everything goes. And, but I love seeing all the different styles and the latest trends, from all over, because definitely, you will see that there. And, being one of the largest, fashion weeks, next to Paris or Milan, it is pretty exciting, to be there and to be a part of it. I've walked in, a couple, fashion shows on the runway, and has been incredible, a great experience to say the least. But anyway, back to what we are seeing on the runway and streetwear and whatnot, because that's what's important. Practical. We have to be practical. We're not going to be dressed to walk the runway every day. And so I am going to talk about just, you know, how you can elevate your look from being casual to a little bit more dressy, ready to go out, go to work, and whatnot. So your everyday practical trends. And so anyway, I love following all of the trendsetters, and I have done my research and love seeing everything that's out there from runway to casual everyday wear. So anyway, let's get started. And the number one trend right now is denim. And the denim on denim is a huge, huge trend. Anywhere from, of course, your jeans to your long sleeve denim shirts, dresses, maxi skirts, denim maxis, jackets, all different shades of denim put together, which I had some trouble with, because denim on denim for me, I've never worn that before, and I never thought about it that way, like mixing denims. I just thought it didn't go well, but it does, and it's hot, and it's here to stay. I actually wore something the other day and just, you know, belted it with a different color and loved it. Never thought I would, but I did like it. I did end up liking it. So anyway, again, number one denim trend is the denim on denim. All shades, colors, you name it. Now, if you know anything about denim, you know that a very hot trend right now is jeans, wearing jeans. Everybody's wearing jeans. They're elevating jeans. You can wear it casually, or you can dress it up. And we're seeing jeans everywhere. Baggy, wide leg, straight, and that barrel leg, of course, too. The barrel leg, you know, you can, that's a little bit dressier. You can wear it cropped or longer. Wear it with heels, ballet flats. We'll get there in a second because that's another huge trend right now, too. But jeans, all the hype for sure. And I'm kind of digging the baggy, wide leg, straight leg jean. I mean, the mom jean of the 90s, yeah, it's making a comeback. And it's probably here to stay for a bit. I do still have my pencil leg, my skinny jeans, and I do wear those, but apparently the straight leg is in, and the baggy high waist and midi and mid waist jeans are definitely a hot commodity right now. So anyway, next is your Bermuda shorts. Who here used to wear Bermuda shorts? Me, this girl. I remember even as a kid wearing Bermuda shorts, which is kind of funny. But you know what? I have looked at all the different types of Bermuda shorts and I am loving the look. The tailored, that tailored look, that tailored khaki, maybe with a blazer. Oh yes, love that. But anyway, you are seeing Bermuda shorts in all types. You are seeing them in the tailored cotton, in the denim, in the linen, mixed with, like I said, with a little blazer or a jacket. Throw on a cotton tee or a tank top. Great, great look. I love it because they hit either right above the knee or below the knee, or right at the knee. So if you are one of those that don't like to show your thighs, which a lot of us don't, there you go. And it's a great classy look. You can dress up or wear casually as a pair of jean shorts and a tank top, or again, elevate your look with that linen with a blazer or nice jacket. All right, next on the list is pretty denim. Now, I know we talked about denim just a minute ago, but shirts, pretty denim shirts is what they're calling it, pretty denim. And those are your more flowy denim, your maybe ballooned sleeves, your ruffles, your bows, your ties, anything with a tie, those. They can be anywhere from just a denim shirt to a short-sleeved, long-sleeved balloon. We're seeing lots of bustiers, which I'm here for that. I have a strapless one. I'm loving it from Zara. And I am going to link all of what I am talking about today. I'm going to link it definitely in this podcast. And if my live recording works, I will show pictures of that as well. Next up. Oh, with the pretty denim. Yeah, I forgot about that. The shirt jackets. Oversized shirt jackets. Everybody is loving the shirt jacket. And you can belt it. You can even wear it. If it's a little bit long enough, you can wear it as a short dress. I've seen people putting the little short hot pants underneath. Why can I not think of the name? But like the running shorts, little legging shorts under the jean or shacket, as we were calling them in the fall, winter. But anyway, yes, real tailored jean sets are going to be hot for spring. And the jumpsuits, thank goodness, because I love my jumpsuit, my denim jumpsuit that I have But you're seeing them anywhere from short sleeve to long sleeve. Again, a good transition from winter to spring, spring to summer, even some short sets that are denim onesies buttoned down. Anyway, that tailored look, that cute little jumpsuit action is gonna be hot for spring and for summer too. Next up, y'all, I am here for this. They don't flatter me as much. Now, I need to probably go try some on because I'm sure it's going to depend on the style and the material that you wear, but pleated skirts. Pleated skirts are super, super hot for spring and summer. You are seeing a lot of box pleats and a lot of box pleated minis, which if I could get away with wearing the cute little box pleat minis, I will do it. But I definitely have to be in store to try on because some of them don't cover your hiney. So, but yeah, we're seeing a lot of box pleated minis, but you are seeing a lot of box pleated long skirts, maxi skirts, and dresses. So pleated skirts and dresses, the thin pleats, are definitely in style, and I forgot, like more of an accordion is what I'm gonna call it. I'm sure there's a proper name for that type of pleat, but the thin pleats maybe. Anyway, those are super hot, but the longer the better, and you know, super comfortable because all you gotta do is just put it on. What I am loving, and you're seeing them everywhere, along with the maxi skirts, are the satin / silk long skirts. I have probably 4 or 5 colors, and I wear them all the time. And it's a great staple in my closet. You can pair a t-shirt, a nice blouse, throw on some tennis shoes, but you can also dress it up with some slides, flats, or heels, or boots. And I have done all the above. I wear them to work, super comfortable. And so yeah, I threw that one in there. It didn't make the top list, but I definitely threw that in there for spring and summer because I will be wearing my satin long and midi skirts all year long. And that's what's great about those, is because you can wear them all year long. Okay, let's talk about colors, because there are some super hot colors right now for spring and summer, and they are bright. We're looking at reds, oranges, and then your neutral khaki. Khaki is making a huge comeback. You're looking at anywhere from your tan khaki to your green khaki, olive green khaki. I love that color. It is one of my favorite all-time colors. I used to wear it all the time. Matter of fact, I need to get something in the olive green. I think I have a pair of pants that are actually the olive green khaki, but I am loving that color, and I just love the color khaki, the tan khaki. It is so classic. You can wear it with anything, and so that is one of my favorites. But orange and red. First of all, red. I am loving red. Red. Anytime I wear red, I get compliments. But that orange, if you have any, if you have a darker skin tone, and if you have any kind of olive skin, I am on the more dark side, olive side skin color. And every time I wear orange, it just pops. I've got dark black hair, and so orange is a great color. I love that, and I'm really glad it is a popular color for spring and summer. Again, red, orange, and khaki, you can't go wrong. So you're gonna see a lot of that in stores for shirts, pants, all of the sets that are coming out. Yeah, so let's give a big hooray to the bright colors that are here. Now, I'm not saying that your black and white are not popular, because white is going to be a super hot color for spring and summer, especially in dresses. We are seeing lots and lots of white dresses, anywhere from streetwear to runway, and a lot of black piping. So a lot of black and white you're going to see for spring and summer as well. And so you definitely are going to, but I wear black all the time. So I am really glad that there are some pops of color for spring and summer that I can add to my wardrobe for sure. All right, the next trend that it kind of started in the fall, and that is vests. Now, vests, you are able to wear a vest any time of year, and we are seeing sweater vest, button-up vest, your classic and classy suit type of vest. Now you're seeing women wearing from nothing underneath to wearing little bralettes underneath to wearing t-shirts or even the long-sleeved white collared shirt with the tails, you know, coming out of the vest at the bottom. So you're seeing all different versions of vest. I am here for it. I have two vests I have not worn out yet. They are a little bit cropped, so I haven't been able to wear those. Now, if I put a tee under it, I could actually get away with wearing those to work because your t-shirt would come lower. Or if I wore a long-sleeved, white, crisp shirt underneath, that would also work. But long sleeves, short sleeves, under a vest, anything is going. I will try in the more spring summer on the weekend, I will try the no top underneath, just depending on, you know, button up or whatever. Probably more of the classic suit vest type. And I do have a tweed, a very Chanel-ish looking one that I have not worn yet. And I'm really looking forward to wearing that as well. So again, I will link some of these ideas with some of the finds that I currently have and what I have found online as well. Again, Amazon has their big spring sale right now, which is amazing. And you're seeing a lot of what I'm talking about on Amazon. So I will also link those. Okay, let's talk about some more tops, because the strapless off the shoulder and one shoulder tops have made a comeback. It definitely elevates your look for sure. They're easy pieces to wear. I love me a strapless dress. I love me a strapless top. I always have. And if you are confident and love to show off your shoulders, it definitely accentuates the shoulder and the chest, which it just, again, the look just elevates that look. It makes it a little bit more dressy on the dressier side. So I'm loving the strapless and off the shoulder looks. I am more of the one shoulder strapless. It's not for everyone, but because the off the shoulders, I have broad shoulders, and it seems to me when I'm wearing a off the shoulder, either sweater or top, they fall, and I just feel like I'm always adjusting myself, and I can't stand having to readjust a sleeve. So I am better off wearing the strapless or the one shoulder look personally. But yes, very hot for the season, perfect to move into the new season, you know, from that long sleeve to no sleeve. Shows that hint of skin, gives it a little sexy appeal to the outfit, and there you go, there's that. So, okay, let's talk dresses for just a moment before we get into the next topic. Let's talk dresses. Now, I had mentioned the box pleat, and so your maxi dress is super, super hot again for spring and summer, but also the bodycon dress. The bodycon dress, that fitted, sleek, tight look that Skims pretty much made a thing and made pretty popular for, you know, shaping out that body and showing your curves. If you're comfortable wearing the bodycon dress, this is for you. It's lightweight. They're usually very, very comfortable to wear. And I have found Skims like on Amazon as well. And I will link those in the podcast. For those that are, you want to wear the latest trend, the bodycon dress, but you are a little bit uncomfortable about showing those curves, well, There are several ways you can do that. You can belt it, which I have definitely done. You know, thick belts are pretty hot right now too. You can use a thin belt, you can use a thick belt. You can wear a sweater or a jacket around your waist. We have seen a lot of that in the different, in Europe and in New York. It's, you know, just wrap that sweater. And a lot of times you're in a climate, I'm in Texas, so it's typically in the spring and summer, it's gonna be warm. But anytime you wanna go to a restaurant and you're freezing cold, well, you need that little sweater or a little jacket. So what a perfect place to put it is around your waist, just tie it around. And that also hides a little bit of the belly and the hips that you may not wanna show. But I am here for the bodycon dress. We've seen midi bodycons all the way to maxi bodycon dresses. And I have a couple, which I really like. They're super comfortable, very light, easy to throw on to run errands or even go out for the night. Again, you can dress it up so many ways. All right, let's talk. This one is shocking to me for spring. I would never think of this. Now, it is very climate sensitive because when you're talking leather, you have to be in a climate to where you are not going to be soaking and sweating when you're in this leather piece, right? Of course, vegan leather, most designers and brands are making vegan leather. The leather look is super hot. Most of my things that I wear are vegan leather or that leather-like look. Again, it's going to depend on where you live, but we've seen a lot of sleeveless, long sleeve, short sleeve leather dresses that are here for spring. So anywhere from that long, I didn't mean long sleeved, I meant long dress, long and short leather dresses. Usually if it's long, more of the bodycon or more of the midi length leather dress, you're going to see it in a strapless version or a very cap sleeve version. But I've seen a lot of like mini dresses and short to the mid thigh dresses that are super cute, short sleeve button up. We're seeing all different versions, tie waist, but I will link some of the ones that I found too. Loving the leather, and I have some that I'm going to be able to wear this spring. So depending on Texas weather, if it stays cool enough, I might be able to wear a little bit of leather this spring. All right, let's talk about the crop jacket, the jacket, because this is a super hot accessory that everybody is wearing either over a t-shirt or tank or by itself is the cropped jacket. I've seen all kinds, all materials. And, you know, it's just that jacket that hits at the waist. It doesn't come up much more than a waistline. It's not the super cropped. It just hits right there at the nice waistline or maybe right above the hips. So it's not long, it's not too short, but a lot of people are wearing them buttoned up, super cute with a pair of jeans. A lot of people are wearing the short jackets with their trousers, with the flowy trousers that are super hot again. And I didn't list those with the jeans, but trousers, oh my gosh, the cream and white and black trousers, you cannot get enough of those because you can wear them with anything. And the crop jackets, a lot of the styling that I'm seeing is with the trousers. The trouser looked with a crop jacket. So we're seeing denim, tweed. Tweed is a huge, huge one. It's no longer winterish. I think they're making all different colors, nice brights, nice neutrals for spring. And that tweed look is very high-end, very Chanel-ish. And I'm here for that because I love tweed. We are seeing some long sleeve, short sleeved. Again, in all of those short cropped jackets. And the pendulum waist is also back, kind of back to the vest, but yet a jacket is the pendulum waist. a little bit, you know, longer, goes maybe past the hip, but we're seeing those with skirts and trousers and pants as well. Okay, let's talk shoes. Shoes and then next accessories, because shoes and more shoes is all we're hearing about these days. Huge for spring and summer is comfort. Comfort is the name of the game for sure. Longer the days of the stiletto shoe or the big, tall, chunky stiletto heel that rise on the platform-ish type of a shoe. Those are not as stylish any longer. So we're looking at comfort. We're looking at your flat ballets, your kitten heel with just a small heel. I'm going to say small chunky heel, a very short small chunky heel. They even have them in certain shapes. They have them in the round and in the rectangular heels. There's all sorts of fun heels that we're seeing in stores right now by a lot of the great big designers. But definitely those slides and ballet flats. Ballet flats are in every color, every brand, from a little bit dressy with the straps, with just the slide-on looks. They are super comfortable, lightweight, easy to travel with, great for traveling because you can walk around, just put your little ballet flats on with a pair of jeans or a dress, so they're very versatile also. Next are the buckle straps and Birkenstock chunky slides. Now, I wear Birkenstocks and they have been around for many, many, many years, as you know. And a couple years ago, that whole chunky buckle tried to come in trend and it didn't last very long. I had a pair, I believe they were Steve Madden's. They were black, they looked like a pair of Chanel. They had the little the little locket type of a strap. I don't even know how you say it, but anyway, buckles. It was a buckle strap and they were super, super, super cute. They were, they looked very much like the Chanel, buckle strap, chunky, black slides. But anyway, those are back, very, very, popular right now. Hermes has a chunky slide. Steve Madden has come out with chunky slides. I found several on Amazon, DSW Shoes, you know, all of your big stores, Nordstrom's and whatnot will carry those as well. So we're seeing a lot of big chunky slides, and all those are also being worn with your Bermuda shorts, your jeans, of course, and with the trousers, the baggy trousers. So definitely comfort is here to stay for spring and summer. And then the clog shoes. I am not here for the clog shoes, never been a fan of the clog shoes. First of all, I don't like the way they sound when you walk. It's like a wooden hollow sound, and I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like it, and I'm not really big on the closed toe clog look, but that's just me and my opinion. But they are super popular. You will see them all over, and lots of people are already wearing those. Okay, as you know, shoes, comfort, all the things. Sneakers are huge. And sneakers are going and being worn with everything. Sneakers. I wear them all the time. I wear them to work. I wear them to work out. I wear them pretty much all the time. And when we're going for comfort, you better believe I will have a pair of sneakers on. They are very versatile. They are being worn with the leather pants, leather skirts. They're being worn with the bodycon dresses. They're being worn with the trousers. Definitely your baggy jeans and your balloon, not balloon, yeah, whatever those are called. The, I call them balloon pant jeans, but barrel leg jeans, wide leg jeans, anything you wear, you can throw on a pair of sneakers these days, it seems. Of course, the number one and hottest seller, which they are so hard to find in the United States, the number one biggest tennis shoe sneaker is the Samba. And Samba is here to stay for spring and summer. Again, it's the number one sneaker. Samba and Gazelle. Now, I have two pair of Gazelles. Actually, I have three pair of Gazelles. I have the flat and then I have the platformed. I have them in three different colors, green, red, but they are so hot right now. I love all the different colors you can find, if you can find them. They're typically sold out in my size. You can buy them in, they are very unisex, so you can buy the men's version and just size down for, you know, your women's size. Or if you're a man, of course, you know, you can buy the men's. But Sambas and Gazelles are by Adidas or Adidas, whichever and wherever you live, however you say it, it works. But those are the number one sneaker and the number one and biggest seller on pretty much all of the sites. The next sneaker that is super hot right now is the Veha, and I believe I'm saying that Veha. I believe I'm saying that correctly. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but Veha or Veha. What we're seeing is the Velcro, the easy on, easy off tennis shoe that's replacing the laces. I've seen them in a couple different brands, but the Vehas are they have a three Velcro shoe right now that's super cute. Very versatile. Again, you can wear it with dresses, skirts, jeans, throw on with your leggings if you're just running around. But those are super hot right now as well. New Balance, again, can't go wrong with a pair of New Balance. All the colors, like I am here for all of the colors. I have a pair of gray that I can pretty much wear with anything, and they are I believe like three different shades of gray, maybe two shades of gray with the white end for New Balance. But I'm loving my New Balance. They're super comfortable, easy to travel with, light, and I love them. So those are some of my favorites. And the next look, which I'm here for, I have already purchased a pair, I don't wear them all the time because they're rather heavy, is the woven and textile looks. So the woven and textile looks, Dolce Vita has a tennie, a sneaker, and they also have a slip-on, but they have a sneaker that is that woven look. I believe Chloe, the brand Chloe, has one that they made super popular, and several different brand names have also made a version, just an inexpensive version of the Chloe. So when you're looking at Chloe, I mean, you're looking at more of the $700 to $900 range. And when you're looking at Dolce Vita, you're looking at about $150. And then you can even find versions at Target for about $40 to $50. And if they're on sale, you might even find it for like $30. So I am here for it. I have the Target version. My daughter has the Dolce Vita version. They are super cushiony. I love the look. They now have gold and silver mixed in with the woven and textiles, which I love. I love that tweed. It just elevates the look, and it just makes it a little bit dressy, a little dressier when you're wearing a pair of jeans or leggings, or even when you throw on a dress and you put your little wovens on. It just, you know, makes the look a little bit more elevated, and I'm loving that right now. Last on the sneaker topic is, of course, your Nike Air Force Ones. They still are a hot trend. They come in all different colors if you can find the colorful ones. Sometimes they are hard to find because they are so popular with all age groups. And yeah, I have my white pair of Air Force Ones that I still love, and I still wear every now and then. All right, well, let's talk. One of the last things that I want to talk about are the accessories. Belts are a huge success accessory this season. Coming out of winter into spring and summer, it's huge. From anywhere from thick, big belts to skinny belts, I am here for both, and I have a great combination in my repertoire of belts. I have a huge belt collection. I'm a little obsessed, I would say, with belts. So I'm glad it's a really great accessory. It will change a look anywhere from a pair of jeans to a pair of dress pants to a dress. It just is a great accessory. It's like a necklace. And I'm loving belts. Love the skinny belts. I have mid-size belts and I have the thick belts. I'm more of the thinner type belt wearer, but I love me a belt, and I still love a belt around a pair of jeans. I know that for a little bit the trend was to not wear a belt with jeans, but I always love to wear a belt with my jeans, especially if I'm tucking in a shirt. It breaks up the shirt from the jean, and it kind of adds just that little, you know, that little pizzazz. It gives your look a little bit of a, you know, a elevated look. And you know, I try to match it with my shoes. I know everything is not matchy-matchy anymore, but anyway, I'm here for a belt. So let's talk about more accessories, because right now necklaces are huge. Necklaces, the chunkier the necklace, the better. Chunky necklaces, lots of layers, link chains, flat chains, combination of the two, and one huge, huge thing that has made a comeback is the letters, the initials. The bubble letter necklace is on fire right now, and yes, I had to follow the trend setters, and I broke down and bought me a bubble necklace, bubble letter necklace with the letter S, and I'm loving it. It's not too big. It's dainty enough that you can, you know, wear pretty much with anything. I have it in gold. They do come in silver. I will link my necklaces also, because there are different styles of letter necklaces that are super popular right now, and Amazon has a great selection of letter necklaces and chunky necklaces. What is making a comeback, it was in the past and it is making a comeback, is lots of layers, layering lots of necklaces again. I remember back when, several years ago, that layering your pearls with your gold and silver and, you know, lots of beads and chunky metal necklaces. Well, yes, it's back. From anywhere from dainty pearl necklaces to adding those with your gold chunky necklace. Anyway, that layering is definitely a hot trend right now. But, you know, I've seen linked chains combined with flat chains, you know, that flat herringbone chain back when, aging myself now, but I remember wanting a gold flat chain, and then silver, sterling silver, made a huge entrance into my life back in probably, I don't know if it was middle school or high school, but I'm loving the combination of that flat chain, or I called it herringbone chain. Maybe that's not even the name, but that flat chain or snake chain linked with the like a paperclip chain type of a necklace. You know what I'm talking about. That, you know, links, yes, link, chunky. Anyway, I've seen chunky rings that are super hot right now. And yeah, Wear your jewelry. Wear your jewelry, girls and boys. Wear your jewelry. All right, lastly, but not least, is the big handbag. We are seeing huge, oversized handbags. Now, I'm not going to go and get rid of all my mini crossbodies because I love to travel with a crossbody. It's my favorite way to travel. But large totes and big bags are here. They are super hot. Woven leather. You know, you've got your Bottega designer looks. Let's see, your Hermes, your big, any big bag. I'm trying to think of all of the big trendy bags. I've seen Gucci, Saint Laurent. They all have their big bags, and you know, there are so many imitations out there where you can find those similarities, like Gucci and the wovens, at anywhere at your less expensive store like H&M or Forever 21s or Anthropology has the Bottega look bags, if you can find them. I know they're hard to find, but Amazon also has those designer inspired, I didn't mean to say imitation, but designer inspired looks on at all those places to help you out. Little more cost effective, and yeah, it's super stylish. So go get you your big bag, and I will see you on the streets. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I know I enjoyed putting it together. I loved doing the research. I love fashion. I love style. A little obsessed with it all, and how we can transition into the different seasons. And again, depending on where you live, some of this will be more appropriate than others. I really enjoy it, and how you can incorporate all of this into your travel, because I love to travel, and when I travel, I know that I try to pack as light as possible, and most of the time, just a carry-on. So if I can get away with all of these types of items that I can mix and match, and get away with wearing, because it is so versatile. All of what I talked about today is so versatile, that casual to dressy, you don't have to take much with you. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today, and let me know your comments, give me thumbs up, subscribe, and we will talk to you soon.